We've got with us P. Allen Smith, author, TV host, garden expert. You know him from his television shows, Garden Home, Garden to Table, Garden Style. You're all about the garden, but obviously a lot more, right?
Well, we try to be, Bruce. Thank you. Yes, it's great to be with you.
You are talking to us live from your Arkansas home, Moss Mountain Farm.
Yes, that's right. It's a beautiful day here. We've got visitors who've come from all over the country, and we're just excited to share it on such a gorgeous day.
Tell us a little bit about Arkansas. I know you've got mountains. What other things are in that terrain for people unfamiliar with your state?
Well, there are a lot of things. You know, if you're interested in sort of the farm-to-table movement, we certainly represent that here at Moss Mountain Farm. Our farm is open to the public. We do tours on Thursdays and Fridays, and it's really an opportunity for them to see a model farm and a lot of beautiful flowers. We have a rose garden, an enormous one-acre vegetable garden, and those who have followed the PBS show Garden Home and our other shows know that what we're about is helping people, live a better life just by making better choices to live more sustainably and greener. As far as the state goes, Bruce, there's so much to see. Arkansas is regarded as the natural state, and everywhere you turn, there's natural beauty. We have a lot of visitors who come to the farm, and their first time to come to Arkansas, and they're just amazed by the beauty of the state and how friendly the people are.
We also know that the National Park Service is celebrating its 100th anniversary, and that was a time when the United States decided we need to take some of this land and keep it the way it is, and luckily they've done some of that, including Arkansas. Talk about your national park.
Well, yeah, they did. Yeah, and in fact, Hot Springs, which is in central Arkansas, was one of the first areas that Congress said, hey, you know, we really need to conserve this. And so while it wasn't the very first national park, it was the first property they considered. Hernando de Soto came to the Hot Springs area in the 1500s there because of the natural springs, the hot water that was coming out of the ground. And even today, you can go there and you can enjoy a spa treatment or just soak in those healthy waters. But there are other places to visit as well. There's so many lakes, rivers, and streams here. And some other national parks, such as the Buffalo National River. If you love scenic beauty and love to canoe, that's the perfect place to go.
What's the big waterways that come through Arkansas?
Well, it's the Arkansas River comes through from the northwest corner of the state down to the southeast point, and it actually comes by our farm. Moss Mountain Farm is 600-plus acres, and we have a mile and a half on the Arkansas River. We sit about 300 feet above the river, so you get these really majestic views across the Arkansas River Valley.
What is the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art?
Well, that's really one of the most exciting new museums in America. It was just built recently. It is a museum that is very unique in that it's focused on American art exclusively. And what I love about it, beyond the amazing architecture and the site itself, is the collection. And you can walk chronologically through the history of American art, starting in the 1600s all the way to the present.
If people are interested in coming to Arkansas but are not sort of the outdoors type, is there other things for them to do? I mean, what do you recommend if people come?
Oh, yeah. Sure. You know, there's a lot of, you're right. I mean, it's a natural state. There's plenty of places to hike and to camp and to do all those kinds of things. But if you're interested in history, the Native American history here is very, very rich. We just talked about Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. There's an amazing Civil War history trail here for people to follow. And hey, if you're into food, I'm a foodie. I love going from one destination to the next, and actually will route my trip around what's fun to the food I want to sample and some of the fun places to enjoy the culinary delights of the region.
What are some of the cultures that are influenced in that food? Do you know?
Well, of course, it's a fusion here. Several flags flew over Arkansas. We were first founded or discovered by the Spanish, and then along came the French, and then the English. So you get a mixture of that sort of Delta Southern food with the influence of sort of Southern Louisiana Creole, but also just other Latin American cuisine is influencing what's going on here, and you can't beat the barbecue.
We're talking with Alan Smith this morning, TV host, garden expert. He is talking to us live from Arkansas from his Moss Mountain farm. But let's take us to where we can find diamonds at this crater of diamonds. Tell me about this. You can actually keep a diamond?
A lot of people are very interested in that. You know, Arkansas geologically is very interesting. So you get these crystal formations, and probably the most outstanding gem, if you will, is the Crater of Diamonds State Park. It's near Murfreesboro, Arkansas, and you can actually pan for diamonds there. And the great thing is if you find one, you get to keep it. And every year, somebody is finding a really beautiful diamond, you know, often more than once. I've been a couple of times, but I haven't brought home any bling.
Well, we're in the middle of a political campaign, and Hillary Clinton is one of those that may possibly be a future president, but her husband, Bill Clinton, has his library there, right?
He does, and it's very much worth seeing. We do a lecture series there twice a year, and there are constant exhibitions going on at the library. So like many of the presidential libraries around the country, it's very much like that. And one of the features I like the most is sort of an exact replica of the Oval Office.
Well, there's a lot going on. Now, when we started this before we went on the air, someone told me that it's like 80. What's the temperature where you're at right now?
Well, this morning it was a little chilly. It was in the mid-50s or high 40s, actually. Now we're warming up to around 75. We'll probably hit 80 today. It's very nice.
What kind of animals do you have on that farm? Any animals there?
Yeah, we do. We're very interested in the conservation of genetics. And so we have a wide range of poultry here, 60 breeds of heritage poultry, and keeping backyard chickens has become very, very popular. And we also keep a flock of heritage sheep here on the farm, as well as some other animals that if you watch our show, you know that they're constantly making appearances, like Moose the donkey and Amos the rooster.
Wow. If people want to find out more about the tourism and what's going on in Arkansas, where's a good place for them to check out all details of stuff?
Yeah, if they want to come to the state and want to sort of map out a plan, I recommend that they go to arkansas.com and find out more information about some of the things to see. If they want to come visit us here at the farm, if they follow us on our PBS show, just go to pallensmith.com. You'll learn about the tours, book in a tour, and come see us.